My other question, and it also includes the date. Well, the day tour I'm not going to do. I need to get a schedule so I can get help to do this. But I've got way, way, way too many huge potted plants, and I spend my whole life watering.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going in the ground, and I'm going to pray over them.
You're going to what?
I'm going to pray that they'll live.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let's be smart prayers here. Which one are you going to put in the ground?
I'm going to put bougainvilleas.
Okay, that's all right. Where do you live in town, by the way?
Right at Nizaval and I-10.
Okay.
See, I wouldn't put bougainvillea in. They do. I made some brash statements a few years ago. I said that they never survive, and then people have drugged me to see some.
They're over houses now. The last 2 years.
Yeah, or in sometimes in courtyards. In kind of sheltered spots. There have been some that have survived for years.
Yeah, you're going to have to be smart where you put them in the ground.
Yeah, because they're...
In other words, on the south sunny side, if you've got one.
Okay, well...
Okay, what else are we going
to... Okay, then I've got hibiscus. And they're
they're tropical, Chinese hibiscus.
They've got the really ruffly blooms that are about
three or four. That's Chinese, and really shiny leaves.
Uh-huh.
Shiny green leaves. Again, if you want to put them in the ground, try to see what you got on the south sunny side.
I wouldn't be making any bets.
And put them close to the house.
If they'll make it.
Put them close to the house. Ah, cabbage.
It's going
to
be, Jerry just said, it's going to be a cold winter this
winter. We're not going to have another hard freeze for 200 years. We had the 83 freeze, which was a 100-year freeze. Then we had the 89 freeze, which was a 100-year freeze. That's 200 years before we'll have another. Woo.
Okay, I hope so. And the other thing I want to put in the ground, and you're probably going to mix this too, is the Brugmansia, the angel trumpet.
No, Brugmansia does well in the ground here.
Oh, good.
It may freeze off, it freezes back to the ground, but you cut it back to the ground and it'll come up every... Dorothy, Wheaties, she got some
whole yard
15,
full.
20 years old.
Okay, so the Brugmansia I can put in the ground.
Yeah, that one I feel real good about. And bougainvillea is kind of, and Chinese, I guess bougainvillea and the Chinese
hibiscus
are about in the same category.
Yeah.
But some year, for the last 2 or 3 years, if they've frozen back at all, they came back from the root system. See, and bougainvillea and Chinese, they can fruit tree, all of those three can freeze back to the root system, and if they resprout from the root system. So one thing, if you see it's going to be a hard freeze and you've got them planted close to the house, you have to throw a bunch of mulch on them or some cover over them and at least protect the root system. They may come back the next season.
Well, I've had them outside on the south wall of a shed during the wintertime.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
In great big pots, and then if it's going to freeze, I go out and throw a sheet over them.
But the problem is you need something, they need to be next to something that's got heat in it, like the house.
Yeah.
Now, the shed doesn't have any external heat, internal heat in it, does it?
No, and my house is rock, so there's not going to be much heat.
Oh, yeah. You put it against a brick wall of a heated house, and you'll get some heat exchange there. Absolutely.
Okay, well, I just have to decide what I want to do, but I just got so... My deck is beautiful, but all I do is water.
Yeah.
Well you can do like my wife does and just not water, and so her husband ends up watering.
Or put them in trays. Have you been hearing our wives' idea about putting them in standing water trays?
Well, they're in trays.
Oh, so after you water them, they stand in water, huh?
Them and the mosquitoes do.
Oh, jeez. Well, mosquitoes haven't had a chance for the water here lately as fast as it's gone, unless they've got a quick birth rate.
Yeah, I've got a lot of mosquitoes.
But if you would put that next to your house, even if it's a brick house, and I tell you what's even better, is put it real close to the house and under a window, near a window.
Okay.
So when it gets real cold, you can drop a sheet of plastic off, from the eaves of the house, and then open the window and let the heat of the house into that enclosed area.
That's called a Tennessee greenhouse.
Yeah, it's called Tennessee greenhouse. You don't have to buy a heater or anything. And it reminds you of the old days when you had an outdoor toilet in Tennessee, when you had to go out there in the winter to an outdoor toilet. Woo!
That's how come there were so many good sprinters.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure you made me real happy with your answers.
I know it. It'll work. Now, you're going to have somebody dig you pretty deep hole, pretty big hole, yeah, if you got some pretty big plants.
Yeah, the trunks on them are probably two inches at least.
Okay, yeah.
Old plants.
Well, right. Now when you do put them in there and take them out, you can cut the root ball. You can slice the root ball a little bit.
Yeah.
So you don't have to dig one exactly as big as the root ball.
Well, I'll probably try a couple of them this year. And what time of year? I guess my bit first.
I do that in October, November. So they have time to get established before the first hard freeze. And I usually look for the first hard freeze Christmas Day.
Okay.
That's when it happened in 83. That's when it happened in 89. Now, we have frost in November. But I'm talking about those killer hard
freezes. When it really freezes.
Every hard freeze we've had here in history has been on Christmas Day.